You are listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Skylar Butenchin. It's Friday, April 25th. A measles outbreak in the United States has surpassed 800 confirmed cases across 24 states, including a fifth case reported earlier this week in Washington. Childhood immunization rates in Washington state have dropped since the COVID-19 pandemic. Measles is a highly contagious virus and can spread rapidly among unvaccinated individuals and can sometimes cause life-threatening pneumonia and brain inflammation. Health officials are urging parents and caregivers to make sure their children are protected from the disease by getting two doses of the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Adults are also strongly encouraged to verify their own MMR vaccination status by checking their immunization records or by speaking with their healthcare provider. This week marks National Infant Immunization Week, which is an observance created by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It highlights the importance of protecting children 2 years and younger from vaccine-preventable diseases. Children should receive their first dose of the MMR vaccine between 12 and 15 months of age, and a second dose between 4 to 6 years old. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife is investigating reports of sick and dead brown pelicans along the coast. Lab results from two pelicans found in Newport came back negative for highly pathogenic avian influenza, or bird flu. More test results are pending to determine if disease or domoic acid toxicity may be involved. Brown pelicans migrate north in the spring from nesting colonies off southern California and Mexico. It's not uncommon for juvenile birds to become fatigued and stop to rest. But domoic acid toxicity caused by harmful algae blooms in southern California has recently sickened or killed dozens of brown pelicans and other wildlife. The Wildlife Center of the North Coast typically rescues a number of brown pelicans during the time they're here. They are long-living birds with a maximum documented lifespan of 43 years. Brown pelicans spent several decades on the federal endangered species list because of exposures to pesticides like DDT and other contaminants. Their delisting in 2009 was a success story, but concerns remain about the bird's continued survival. If you find a sick, resting, or dead pelican, leave it alone and keep dogs leashed and away from wildlife. State wildlife biologists along the coast are aware of the current situation, and the public does not need to report sick, resting, or dead pelicans. Multnomah County Chair Jessica Vega Peterson released her proposed budget yesterday. It includes a 22% decrease in the Homeless Services Department. If approved by the County Board of Commissioners in June, these cuts close several county programs. That includes programs that recruit workers for homeless service organizations, offer housing support for people escaping domestic violence, and help landlords who rent to people who've previously been homeless. Vega Peterson's proposed budget also commits to creating enough new shelter space to meet Portland Mayor Keith Wilson's goal to open 3,000 new shelter beds by December. Wilson will release his proposed city budget early next month. People who live in Washington should soon have the right to repair their electronic devices. That's thanks to legislation that's awaiting the governor's signature. KNKX reporter Bellamy Palethorpe explains.
Two bills have passed through the legislature, one for consumer electronics and appliances, another for mobility equipment like wheelchairs. They'll require manufacturers to provide free access to the parts, tools, and manuals needed for repairs. Along with consumer rights, a big motivation is cutting back on electronic waste. Morgan Costello-Hostetter is the community impact manager for PCs for People Washington, a nonprofit repair and recycling operation.
Right now, we're seeing about 99% of what we get into the dock not be reusable. With this bill, we're hoping that we'll be seeing closer to about, 95% not be usable.
He says that means they'll go from refurbishing a couple hundred devices per year to a couple thousand, and they provide those machines to people and communities in need. Work on this issue goes back about 7 years in Washington. Momentum has been growing. Once signed, Washington will follow Oregon and California to become the 8th state in the nation with right-to-repair laws. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe reporting.
A former Tacoma resident has been indicted for damaging 6 energy facilities in the South Sound and Southwest Washington. A federal grand jury indicted 33-year-old Zachary Rosenthal earlier this month. According to the Office of the Acting U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Washington, Rosenthal conspired with others to damage 6 different power substations in Pierce, Thurston, Lewis, Cowlitz, and Grays Harbor counties between June and December of 2022. Rosenthal had already been indicted for damaging 2 power substations in Portland, Oregon. Officials say the attacks on the power stations resulted in power outages ranging from about 1,000 to 6,000 customers per substation. Beginning on Monday, a security improvement project at the Clatsop County Courthouse in downtown Astoria will enter a new phase of construction. Trench work will take place next week outside the courthouse that will impact both staff and public parking availability. The south stairway entrance and the accessible entrance with the ADA ramp to the courthouse from the parking lot will be temporarily closed. Accessible parking will be relocated to the west side of the courthouse on 7th Street. The north stairway entrance to the courthouse on Commercial Street will be open. Visitors and staff who need assistance with mobility or accessibility should use the west entrance on 7th Street. Visitors who might need additional assistance can call Clatsop County staff at 503-325-8555. For more information, go online at clatsopcounty.gov. And one travel update. The Oscar B. Ferry, which runs between Westport, Oregon and Puget Island, Washington, is expected to remain shut down through Tuesday, April 29th. Oregon counties are preparing for upcoming regular district and special elections next month. Across KMUN's listening area, the May 20th election will include school board and community college board races and contests for seats on port commissions, as well as measures to increase certain local taxes, among other things. Elections are always a little tricky for KMUN to cover. Our listening area includes 5 counties, 3 of them in Oregon, and we only have 1 reporter on staff. Legally, we have to provide equal time to all candidates in a race. This becomes an almost impossible task if there is a race with more than just a few candidates, and we're trying to put out a coherent story in a news spot that's only a couple of minutes long. But we do want to make sure you have the information you need readily at hand when it comes time to vote. In the coming weeks, we will bring you stories about a number of issues in local elections and unpack what certain measures might mean for our communities. We will be providing access to recordings of candidate forums in Clatsop County, and we'll try to link you to some similar forums in Columbia and Tillamook counties as we are able. Keep an eye on KMUN.org for more election-related information in the coming week. You'll also find news stories from us and links to stories from our news partners at KMUN.org/news. For now, a reminder that the voter registration deadline in Oregon is Tuesday, April 29th. You can register online through the Oregon Secretary of State's website, or in person at your local county elections office, or by mail. Registration forms must be postmarked by April 29th. Ballots will start to go out at the end of the month, and the election, of course, is on May 20th. In the meantime, if you have a race you're especially curious about, or an election-related news tip, let us know all about it. Email us at news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at kmun.org. You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you will always be able to find today's local and regional news here at kmun.org. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral one, at kmun.org.